From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nugroho Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian Health Ministry is starting to set the procedures for the inoculation of the third COVID-19 vaccine or vaccine booster for medical workers. The vaccine that will be used is Moderna. This was stated by the Health Ministry spokesperson Siti Nadia Tarmizi on Saturday, as quoted by Tempo. Meanwhile, the head of the mitigation team of Indonesian Medical Association ED, Muhammad Adib Kumaidi, said that his side is still waiting for the coordination regarding the mechanism of the vaccination. He would work with the health ministry to ensure that all of health workers who got the second injection will soon get the third COVID-19 vaccine. Earlier, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said the third shots will only be given to medical workers due to its limited doses. This program will be held starting next week for 1.47 million Indonesians' healthcare workers. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs Kemenlu and the Indonesian Embassy in Kabul continue to monitor the security situation in Afghanistan. The Director of Projections for Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Entities of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Judha Nugraha, in a written statement in Jakarta on Saturday said, to provide protections for Indonesian citizens in Kabul, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Embassy in Kabul have prepared contingency plans to anticipate various possibilities. Based on the initial database of the embassy in Kabul, there are 46 Indonesian citizens living in Afghanistan, but now most have returned to Indonesia. Head of the Aceh Culture and Tourism Office, or Disbud Pak Jamaluddin, said India was ready to provide support for the development of the fashion industry, especially since the country has a strong historical relationship with Aceh. This was conveyed in a meeting and gathering of cultural cooperation between Disbud Pak Aceh and the Indian Consul General in Medan, Raghu Guru Raj, recently. Jamaluddin said the historical relationship between the two can be proven through the acculturations of Indian culture in Aceh, which has almost similarities, such as in terms of cuisine, traditional ceremonies, and even traditional Acehese woven motifs. Jamaluddin said during the meeting, Indian Council General Raghu Guru Raj explained India, as the world's largest textile producer, strongly supports the fashion industry program in Aceh. Therefore, it is very possible to invest in the industry through the assistance of textile machinery. Let's move on to the international news. Finance Minister of the world's 20 largest economies warned on Saturday that an upsurge in new coronavirus variants and poor access to vaccine in developing countries threatened the global economic recovery. The G20 gathering in the Italian city of Venice was the minister's first face-to-face meeting since the start of the pandemic. Decisions include the endorsement of new rules aimed at stopping multinationals shifting profits to low tax havens. That paves the way for G20 leaders to finalize a new global minimum corporate tax rate of 15% at the Rome summit in October, a move that could recoup hundreds of billions of dollars for public treasuries straining under the COVID-19 crisis. U.S. forces in eastern Syria took indirect fire on Saturday, but initial reports did not indicate any casualties or damage, a U.S. defense official said. The incident was the latest in a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria in recent days. The official speaking on the condition of the anonymity said the attack occurred in Konoko, Syria. U.S. diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rockets and drone attacks on Wednesday alone, including at least 14 rockets hitting and Iraqi airbase hosting U.S. forces, wounding 2 American service members. While there have not been immediate claims of responsibility for the attacks, analysts believe they were parts of campaign by Iranian-backed militias. Vietnam has received 2 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine donated by the U.S. government, the American embassy in Hanoi said on Saturday, as the Southeast Asian country battles its worst outbreak of the pandemic. After successfully containing the disease for much of the pandemic, Vietnam has faced a stubborn outbreak since late April, with a surge in daily infection to record levels adding to pressures on the government to accelerate inoculation. Vietnam has recorded 27,863 infections in total and 112 deaths, figures that are still low compared with the European nations, India and the United States. Most of Vietnam's new cases are entered on Ho Chi Minh City, which introduced 15 days of broad movement restrictions on Friday, along with some other cities. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will set out next week plans to regenerate Britain's high streets by expanding outdoor dining and investing more in sports facilities as part of his promise to level up the country's economy. Johnson said he wants to tackle regional inequalities and make sure areas outside of the economic powerhouse London have more opportunities. In a speech in the coming week, he will explain how a new high street strategy will help local communities thrive by allowing more outside dining on pavements, helping restaurants and cafes serve more customers. Local sports facility will receive a £25 million or $35 million boost under the plans. That was the news. President Joko Widodo officially sent off the Indonesian contingent that will compete in the still-called 2020 Tokyo Olympics, scheduled to take place from July 23rd to August 8, 2021. It was conducted in a ceremony held at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Thursday, July 8, with very strict health protocols and attended by very limited invitations. A total of 28 athletes and 17 officials were dispatched to participate in the quadrennial supporting events. They will compete in 8 sports, namely badminton, athletics, archery, shooting, rowing, weightlifting, surfing, and swimming. In his directives to athletes and officials, the head of state said that the preparation of the Indonesian contingent to face the Tokyo Olympic had been carried out optimally. According to him, the athletes have also worked hard to improve their achievement. Therefore, the president advised the athletes to continue to maintain their health, stamina, and motivation from today to the peak of the competition later. He also asked the athletes to focus on the matches and achievements at the Tokyo Olympics so that they can return home with pride for the people, nations, and country. Meanwhile, Japan declared a Tokyo state of emergency until August 22nd to stem a new wave of coronavirus infection. That's what the top minister said as quoted by Reuters on Thursday. With this state of emergency, the Olympic organizers are considering banning live spectators in the multi-event sporting arena. The government's health advisor had said weeks earlier that the Olympics without spectators will be the least risky option. Japan's economy minister Yasutoshi Nishimura, who heads the government's response to the coronavirus, said the state of emergency in Tokyo would begin on July 12 after new daily infection rose to 920 last Wednesday. That's the highest level since mid-May. Neighboring Tokyo, where a number of Olympic events will also take place, such as Chiba and Kanagawa, will remain under quasi-emergencies until August 22nd.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll start today in history with July 11, 1960, when the novel To Kill a Mockingbird is released. To Kill a Mockingbird is the title of a novel by Harper Lee published in 1960. This novel is based on the author's observation of his family and neighbors, as well as the events that occurred around him in 1936, when the author was 10 years old. This novel is famous for its warm language and full of humor, even though the issues discussed are serious, such as rape and racial discriminations. In addition to being awarded the Pulitzer Prize in 2006, To Kill a Mockingbird was named the top rank after the Bible of the Every Adult Should Read Before They Die list. Let's move on to July 11, 1989, when the world population day celebrated for the first time. July 11 is marked a World Population Day. According to the official United Nations website, the designation of the day appeared in 1989 and was established by the Governing Council of the United Nations Development Programme. It was inspired by public interest related to 5 billion day on July 11, 1987. On that day, it is estimated that the world population reaches 5 billion people. World Population Day aims to raise public awareness of various population issues, such as the importance of family planning, gender equality, poverty, maternal health, and human rights. I'll end today in history on July 11, 1995, when the Srebrenica massacre occurred. The Srebrenica massacre was the murder of the more than 8,000 Bosniak Muslim men and teenagers in July 1995 in the Srebrenica area. Bosnia, by the forces of the Republic of Srpska, led by General Ratko Mladic. On February 27, 2007, the International Court of Justice declared this incident a genocide. General Mladic then became an international fugitive who has been found guilty of genocide and other war crimes in Yugoslavia until May 2011, when he was captured in Serbia to be extradited to The Hague for the trial. In addition to the Bosnian Serb troops, the Serbs' paramilitary forces Scorpion and hundreds of volunteers from Ukraine and Russia were also guilty as this massacre.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello sir, thank you again for sending us your email and the reception report. We do appreciate it. We believe that you have known that we hold VOI International Quiz this year. We have started announcing it since few days ago, both on air and also on our website. Do not miss it. We are waiting for your participation in VOI International Quiz 2021. Well, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir, keep listening and have a great day.
Sembunyi di manakah kini engkau mendengarkannya, simak sebuah syair dan kalimat tegar perasaanku padamu. Setelah kau ingkari tanpa ada bahasa yang bisa ku mengerti, entah di mana dirimu, di mana hatimu, bicara yang jujur jangan kau larikan diri, entah di Jelaskan.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali supports the Ministry of Health's policy of banning tobacco industry sponsorships in various activities, including sports competition. According to him, no achievement can be made from an unhealthy child. Minister Zainuddin Amali was speaking as a resource person at the Young Pioneer Jamboree theme We Are Cool Without Smoking in Jakarta on Tuesday. The Minister of Youth and Sports admitted that cigarettes used to be inseparable from various sports competition, but now he said it has begun to be controlled and there are almost no cigarette sponsors anymore in professional sports activities. This condition shows increasing public awareness that cigarettes are not the only industry that can provide support and other products can also become sponsors. The minister added that young talents must be in a healthy physical condition if they want to excel. If athletes have been contaminated with tobacco, it can interfere with their health. He said athletes on average, especially those who are still active, are non-smokers. Because they are aware that once they smoke, it will definitely interfere with their breathing. And there has been a commitment from coaches, athletes and officials to avoid smoking. The Minister of Youth and Sports explained, in the grand design of national sports, fitness level is very important. Smoking is one of the things that make it difficult to get young talents who are fit and healthy to become athletes with achievement. Therefore, prevention from an early age through banning smoking for children is a must.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Kalab Abbas, also in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas. Yes, it is true that we held the VOI International Quiz this year. We invite you and all listeners to participate. But due to the pandemic, there will be no visit to Indonesia this year. We provide other interesting prizes instead. We are waiting for your participation in the quiz. Thank you. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Cinta setiap kau bagi rasa. Di situ luasnya kesabaranku untukmu. Bila ku bukan yang terbaik, carilah seperti yang kau mau. Tapi jika tetap sabar menghadapimu. Oh, setiap kau jatuh cinta, setiap kau bagi rasa.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Klipoh Tourism Village is a tourist attraction for traditional pottery making. Klipoh is the name of hamlet located in Karanganyar village, Borobudur district, Magelang Regency, Central Java. 2000, Klipo Hamlet has become a special tourist attraction and visited by many. One of the supporting facilities here is a community gallery, which has been inaugurated in May 2014, built in collaboration with UNESCO and Karanganyar village. In this village, tourists can participate in activities to see manufacturing process and try their own making pottery. In Klipo, they still use simple techniques based on knowledge passed down from generation to generation, such as the process of forming, drying with the help of sunlight, and the burning in pottery making. Some say that the traditions of making pottery in this village has existed since before the Borobudur temple was built. Starting from the result of pottery, which did not have selling value then. Until now, when they become a livelihood that is relied on by local residents. To encourage tourist visit to Klipo village, several hotels around the Borobudur temple area organize visit packages to Klipo village. If you are traveling to the world-famous Borobudur temple area, take the time to visit Klipo village, which is only about 4 kilometers away. And if you want to buy some souvenir, here there are a variety of pretty pottery products that can be bought, such as candle holder, ashtrays, flower pots, cups, and of course the ever popular miniature statue of the Borobudur temple. The price varies depending on the size and level of complexities of the items. Therefore, if you plan to visit Borobudur Temple, don't forget to include a trip to Klipo village in your vacation agenda.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Now we'll reply another email from Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. Hello Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji. Hopefully you are doing well. Thank you for your email and the reception report. We do appreciate it. As a regular listener of VOI, we would like to invite you to participate in the VOI International Quiz we held this year. We have started announcing the quiz since a few days ago on our broadcast and our website voinews.id. So, do not miss it. Keep listening and have a great day. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song from Jakarta to you.
Terlihat tak berwarna, tapi itu hanya sebuah ilusi. Ilusi. Ku yang sebuah ilusi ku yang kau ciptakan. Lepaskan beban dirimu, nikmati nada melagu, langkahkan kaki menggebu, menari bebaskan semua rindu. Ikuti detaknya waktu, irama akan membuatku bahagia, tetap sendu.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Food Technology and Materials Engineering Students Institute of Technology Sumatra ITERA successfully represented Indonesia as the superstar team in the Rising Star Agri-Food Innovation Challenge 2021. The ITERA students' team named Wastera initiated the use of shrimp shell waste into environmentally friendly food seasoning. There are Zaina Sayida Ulia, the students of the Food Technology Study Program, Isan Rafi Alamsyah and Imam Nur Arifin from the Food Technology Study Program, and M. Arsya Kila Putra and Daniel Christopher Munte from the Materials Engineering Study Program. Rising Star Agri-Food Innovation Challenge is a competition exclusively brought to life by the Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand Growth Triangle University Network and the Green Growth Asia Foundation, supported by the Thought for Food Foundation Global. This competition aims to collect ideas and innovation related to developing solutions to pressing challenges regarding the agricultural and food sectors in the world. Wastera team Zaina Sayida Ulia, as quoted from the itera.ac.id page on Thursday, said that the team's idea to innovate shrimp waste processing into natural flavoring was aimed at reducing the increase in food loss in Indonesia and playing a role in reducing environmental pollution. The idea of this product is also to reduce public concerns about the use of flavoring, because this flavoring product is 100% without mixture of artificial components. Furthermore, the Wastera team will receive mentoring from Thought for Food Indonesia to prepare the presentations of the ideas that will be carried out in August 2021 at the international event. This competition will compete for prizes of $5,000 for the first place and $2,500 for the second place. Zaina hopes that this idea can inspire the wider community to continue to see the potential that exists in waste so that it can be utilized into something that has added value.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウンティカルバイルス COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Harta yang paling indah, ku sayang dan selalu.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present a song by She Band. After a hiatus for quite some time, the band from Bandung, which consists of all female personnel, has finally returned with a single entitled Bulan Maret. This song has been available on various digital music platforms since March 2021. The song written by Diah and Adisti was inspired by street children they met while strolling in the city of Bandung. She also stands for Sound and Harmony Electric, began to take part in the Indonesian music industry in 2000. Had experience with band personnel shifted, now she is solid with four, namely Kotrenada Fitriana or Koko as guitarist, Arnie Kristanti as bassist, Dia Sekar as keyboardist, and Adisti Zulkarnain as drummer. Well, listener, here is she with the song Bulan Maret.
Hempasan amarah angin di tengah hujan menghujam kulit yang dingin. Anak kecil berlari tak ingin berhenti membayangkan masa depan di bulan ini. Di atas suara petir kilat terpijak dalam pelukan malam hatiku tersadar. Hidup ini berputar, tak ada yang pasti. Tak terbayang masa depan di bulan ini. Bulan sayup-sayup melambai di terang malam. Pesan di bulan.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 Bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Sering ku merasa kecewa saat yang ku mau tak tergapai. Namun di setiap kesedihan selalu ku dapatkan kekuatan. Dan kali ini ku hanya kesempatan untuk membuktikan cinta yang ada di hatiku, kuatkan diriku, kan ku hadapi apapun yang terjadi. Hanya ada sebuah lagu yang ku cipta untukmu, semoga mampu memenangkan hatimu, semoga mampu memenangkan hatimu. Kadang saat semua beban terasa kian berat di pundakku, terbayang jauhnya perjalanan, takkan ku menyerah karena ku sanggup. Dan kali ini ku hanya ingin membuktikan cinta yang ada di hatiku, kuatkan diriku, kan ku hadapi apapun yang terjadi. Hanya ada sebuah lagu yang ku cipta untukmu, semoga mampu memenangkan hatimu, semoga mampu memenangkan hatimu. Jika esok sang mentari tak mampu lagi menyinari, cerita ini kan tetap abadi. Cinta yang ada di hatiku, kuatkan diriku, kan ku hadapi apapun yang terjadi. Cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Well listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.